It is just past 1 o'clock on Monday, the 11th of March, 2024. And I call to this meeting of the Veterans and Military Affairs Finance and Policy Committee to order. We do have a quorum present. Lee Bliss, if you would look at the minutes and tell us if you approve them.
They look fine to me, Mr. Chair. I move to move the minutes.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The minutes are approved. We'd like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Weems, if you would lead us, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we have such an important bill today that it's the only one on the agenda.
Thank you.
Representative Bennett, if you would like to come forward and introduce the bill and move it, please.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I move House File 4451. I'm not sure where are we moving this bill to. I'll let you just mention.
Representative Bennett moves House File 4451 be referred to the Education Policy Committee. And I understand you have an amendment to the bill. Is that correct?
I do, Mr. Chair, yes.
If you would describe your amendment, please.
Sure. This is a very short amendment, and it just kind of puts some consistency into the language. So we're changing the word on line 12. We're changing the word must to may. And that's just so it matches up with further down in the bill on line 2.20, where it says may for basically the same thing. So we're trying to make that consistent.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion concerning the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor of the A1 amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay, so we have the amendment. And would you like to introduce the bill, or would you like our testifiers to do so?
I would love to introduce it first, Mr. Chair, and then I'll have my testifiers add to it.
Yes, please proceed to
represent. Thank you. I just thought I'd bring them up here for a better view, and then they're ready for action when the time comes. So thank you. And I also want to mention that there, in your packets, there is a gentleman, Shane Preston, with the United States Department of Defense, who has added some testimony as well. He wanted to be here but was not able to. He had to be on a base, I think, in Illinois instead. So Mr. Chair and members, when I received this bill and looked at it, at first I didn't understand what it was, but after I delved into this, I thought, what a great program. And I do hope that we will adopt this as a state. Before I get into what it does, I'd like to just speak briefly on why it's needed. And this actually is already in over 40 states. This has been established, so it's not something new. But we all know that children in military, of military families face a lot of different stresses and so on that other children don't. And for example, the average military connected child will attend 6 to 9 schools during their K through 12 education. And as a teacher, I know how disruptive that is to a student. Even the great academic kids, it's a struggle when you're changing schools for many reasons. That's one reason this is needed. The other type of disruption that kids in military families get is the social emotional situations when a parent is deployed. Say that's hugely stressful on the family, stressful on the kids, and stressful when they go to school. And this isn't just for schools that are near a military base, and I'll explain what this does in a minute, but it's also for schools anywhere in the state who have military families, National Guard, things like that. Those people are deployed as well. It's sometimes a the parent that's left will move in with grandparents, so then those kids are uprooted again. So this is really a great program to bring some stability. So what does it do? It would create a state-sponsored Purple Star Schools program, primarily designated for schools, designating them as military-friendly once they demonstrate major commitment to students and families connected to our nation's military. And I'm not going to read the entire bill, but I'll just point out some things that these schools do. This is totally a choice. It's not a mandate on schools. It's if a school wants to get this designation, they can choose to do that. So some of the things the schools would need to do if they choose to get to be a Purple Star school, they need to have a designated staff member serving as a military connection for duties such as identifying military-connected students who are enrolled at the school, serving as a point of contact between those students and those families in the school, determining appropriate school services available to military-connected students, assisting with coordinating programs, coordinating, the units of education and things that don't always cross over easily between schools. They would have on their webpage resources for military-connected families, offer a transition program led by students where appropriate. You can read the rest. I won't get into those details. But basically, being a support for these families who serve us, who serve our country, serve our nation, serve our state. And I have with me two young ladies here who are part of a military family. Their parents, Jessica and Sergeant First Class Thaddeus Laporte, are with us over here. But their daughters, Winifred and Genevieve, are going to explain why a program like this would help them as students of a military family. So, girls, if you want to be the other one to begin, or okay, so just kind of here, you know what? Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, if just before you start in your introduction, if you would give us your name, please.
For the record, my name is Genevieve Laporte, okay. And I am 12 years old. My dad has served in the Army for my entire life since starting kindergarten. I moved states three times and had to start new schools each time, always in the middle of the school year. It is difficult to move to a new state and start over in a new school. Sometimes it is hard for my new teachers to understand my struggles. Having extra support for these issues would be so helpful for many military kids who deal with the same thing that I do. I appreciate you letting me discuss this relation to this bill. Thank you for your time.
Good, thank you. And your sister, if you would identify yourself, please.
I am Winifred Laporte. I am almost 11 years old. My dad has served in the Army for my entire life since starting preschool. I have moved states twice and started new schools each time, always in the middle of the school year. This is not an easy thing to adjust to. It is difficult to move away from friends and have to try to make new friends. It is really hard to learn a new school routine and different standards and rules of each new school. Thank you for allowing me to speak on this today when considering this bill. Thank you for your time.
Good. Thank you both. It's very, very good of you to come forward, and I hope this is a good experience for you. I have to tell you, I had 23 years of active duty. My children attended schools. They attended Pakistani schools, Turkish schools, French schools, international schools, schools on different bases in the United States. And it's a constant move. It's constant change. And it's constant change of curriculum. You know, by the time you move from one school to another, as you all know, they may have already covered the curriculum in the first part of the year when they come in at the second half of the year, and they're just repeating it, or they've missed everything for the full year. So it's really difficult for the children and for the families to try to help them catch up. And I really appreciate you bringing this bill forward, Representative Bennett. This is a good bill. Are there any comments? Good. Representative Weems.
I'm always good for a comment, Mr. Yeah. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Bennett. Thank you, Winifred and Genevieve. Just a little context about this. Back in spring of 1945, Operation Lumberjack was going on, and that operation was to capture a bridge across the Rhine River. Combat Command B of the 9th Armored Division did do that amongst much German opposition. In fact, 28 soldiers died and 18 were missing, crossing the Rhine and getting the first foothold on the other side. Back then, a generation or two ago, almost every family in America had somebody directly that they knew that was deployed, that was serving, maybe in uniform or in the defense industry, and we were all in it together. As we've seen over the recent decade or so, the amount of people that volunteer for our forces now are the 1%. I thank you, First Sergeant Laporte, and your wife and your family for being here today, because you're part of the 1%. Having acknowledged that we have, I think, a need in our community to really provide for our kids, whether they're staying in one place but they have a parent deployed, or whether they're moving, is a key indication of how our country can say thank you and support. And I appreciate all that you're doing. Thank you again, Representative Bennett, Winifred, Genevieve, for your great testimony. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Good. Thank you. Are there any other comments? Okay. Representative Bennett renews the motion at House File 4451 as amended, be referred to the Education Committee. Representative Bennett.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, I wanted to get that final word in because I do want to thank these families. And thank you to, I want to get your Sergeant First Class Laporte, but also to Mom and the girls here because they're serving as well. And that's a sacrifice, as you so mentioned, Mr. Chair. So thank you for that. The other thing I wanted to mention is that this does direct the Department of Education to establish a process to have this program in Minnesota that schools can then apply for if they so choose. This process should not be expensive. It really shouldn't cost anything. I have requested a fiscal note just in case, but really the Department of Ed can take model language from any state, and there are organizations that help with this. They're not going to have to, they don't have to come up with something brand new. And to award this could be as simple as sending a certificate in the mail. So it really shouldn't cost anything. I think we hopefully can move this forward. We need to support our military families in many ways, and this is a good one to help the students. So thank you again, Mr.
Thank
Chair.
You. And I want to thank Representative Olson also for securing Sergeant First Class Laporte and his family to come testify. So with that, Representative Bennett does renew her motion that House File 4451 be referred to the Education Policy Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Okay. You are on your way, hopefully. We're running into some issues with the Education Policy Committee. And, you know, that effectively concludes the business for today. But I just want to mention we're moving things along in the House. I'll hear any bill that comes that's brought forward. But in the Senate, it's not happening. Senator Dietzick is recovering from cancer and I believe is leading the state government committee from home. State gov meets twice a week. They didn't have their first meeting until last Thursday, and they haven't had veterans bills yet. Their next meeting I see is tomorrow, no veterans bills. I spoke with Colonel Mitchell. Senator Mitchell yesterday, and she's saying they're having trouble getting these bills moving through, and there's a lot of delay in the Senate on things. So what we're looking at, hopefully, and we'll be working with Lead Bliss on this and John,
is to get all that we can do and put it into maybe a mini omnibus bill and move it out of the House and get this moving forward. And then in the meantime, please let me know if you have any priorities on the bills. I had to let the Speaker know what our priorities were last Thursday. And I see Colonel Kerr here. the Guard's priorities seem to be shifting. but I think we've got it solid now. And MDVA, I'm not quite sure what their priorities are. So I'll be working with the Speaker when we get our final numbers as to how much we're going to have. But please, any of you that have any kind of a priority of a bill that you want to see move forward, let me know and let Jack know as well. Okay? And if Don, do you want, excuse me, Mr. Kerr, did you want to say anything?
I don't.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone in the audience have any comments?
I can.
Okay, yes, please come forward. Please identify yourself, Tim.
Chairman, I'm Tim Ingstrom. I'm the communications director for the Minnesota American Legion, and we don't have the Purple Star School on our legislative priorities, but we are looking at adding it. We just have to get to the next meeting where we can add it, but it falls squarely within the American Legion's mission, so I just wanted to add that.
Good. Thank you. And being on the Commander's Task Force, would you also check with them to re-stress what their priorities are so we make sure that we get them moving through the Senate?
Chairman, yes, I will. Tomorrow morning there's a CTF meeting at 10 o'clock, and so I'll bring it up.
And if you could just mention to them, you know, what I said here today, is that things are slow in the Senate, and the priorities really should be addressed over there. So thank you.
Will do.
Seeing no further comments, the meeting is adjourned.